This is Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
JBL Tour Pro 3 earbuds are for those who don't conform to the standard.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to get into some touchscreen technology, how about the smart charging case, clear sound? These are not standard things. You're only going to get them with the JBL Tour Pro 3, baby.
And I love the sound of JBL when it goes... These earbuds are packed with innovation because you can't stand out by following others.
Touchscreen smart charging case for one-touch control, instant EQ customization, true adaptive noise canceling, and the one-of-a-kind audio transmitter, which can plug and play with everything from game consoles to in-flight entertainment. What more could you want? First doesn't follow. Grab a pair at JBL.com.
Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
That's right. It's time for Florida Man on the Dana Show, a D-Lash, Dana Lash Radio on X on Twitter. A great ways to stay connected to everything she's got going on. What is a bathroom dispute? Was sadly a question that the internet had to ask after a South Florida man pulled a knife during a bathroom dispute at a store. Lots of questions, not a lot of answers there. The last thing you want to be the end result of a customer using the restroom inside your organization, this would be a Publix facility, is for them to come out wielding a knife. And that is exactly what a 72-year-old man did. This is something that happened at 9 a.m. on a Monday, too. Because part of me thinks, and I'll just say it the way that you probably expect it to be said, that a whole lot of these Florida stories involve alcohol. That somebody's drunk, or at least some sort of narcotic has been used to cause the bad decision making. But at 9 o'clock in the morning, you assume that maybe it's not that. But an officer had to intervene. They actually had to enter the restroom and saw a guy holding a knife, ordered him to drop it, ordered him to, you know, do whatever he needed to do. The guy complied, but he told police that he just really needed to use the bathroom, and he became upset when the victim did not move out of the way. This would be the guy he was threatening with the knife. So at some point, if someone bursts into the restroom and is like, I got to go now, and there's no open stall, no open facility, and you're in Texas, or excuse me, you're in Florida, not Texas. If you're in Florida, someone might pull a knife on you. That might be the end result of that, which would cause me to both need the restroom and also be very willing to remove myself from whatever situation I was in where the knife was a part of it. I would imagine the person who has the knife pulled on them by the crazy guy then needs the bathroom even more, not less. All right. A woman's report at St. Pete's home about an invasion, an assault, was all fabricated with an AI photo. So this is a crazy story. This is out of St. Petersburg. A woman calls 911. Her name is Brooke. She's 32 years old. She claims that somebody broke into her apartment, that they threatened her, that terrible stuff happened. The real result, though, is that she faked the whole thing. She used artificial intelligence to make a fake photo to share with police after they responded to the scene to claim that some things were happening that weren't. The victim, now suspect, as St. Petersburg Police Department refers to Ashley, had shown proof of images of a person that she claimed to not know, that had entered her home forcibly, possibly injured her, getting inside the house, stole things, all kinds of stuff. A canine unit was used. I love that part of this story. So you're using the technical, you know, the advanced AI stuff to try to make your claim seem legitimate. And the way that that gets thwarted, the way that they defeat your story not being true, is a good old dog doing some sniffing around the house. That's my favorite thing I've heard in a while. The best way to defeat AI and all the crazy people who will do horrible things to lie and you know, use it to their advantage is to just have some well-trained dogs sniff out the lie. I love dogs. They're better than cats. This is yet another example of that. The detectives immediately saw proof, evidence of all the fabricated things, including even actually a TikTok trend that she seemed to be copying, where you pretend to be a victim, mostly to get some you know, clicks and links and things online, and you use AI to get it done. Talk about stupid, by the way, because beyond whatever issues she's going to have legally from this one attempt, the other thing you're doing, if you're someone who's going to wield, you know, cops in any way, shape or form to benefit you when it's a lie, is you're going to cause way less help to be done for you and for other people when the cops assume the next time this call comes in is that it is a lie. Not that they're actually not going to do their job. I just think it's insane that you make it this much harder on police already struggle with a lot of things because of how society at times seems to talk about them. But anyway, a woman tried to fake an assault in her house using artificial intelligence, and the dogs put that threat to rest. Finally, a tatted up Florida man was found with meth hidden in a place you don't want it to be hidden in. He told the cops there's nothing wrong with drugs after they discovered stuff. Thomas is 41 years old. He's got multiple tattoos on his face, which is always a move that I don't understand. You know, like tattoos on the rest of the body, fine. But you can't cover up the face tattoos. So that's a unique version of giving in. And then you hide drugs again in parts of your body that I would not want to hide anything in. And when they finally discover them, the cops, who can probably already tell maybe by the way you're walking that some issues are there, they then tell you, you know, this is not okay. This is illegal. And your response is, hey, drugs are fine, man. Just leave me alone. Let me do whatever I want to do. Isn't America a free country? That doesn't work, by the way. It doesn't get you out of the problems that you've created for yourself. This guy is going to have a lot of issues in court in the very near future.
It's our friends at Kel-Tec, the KS7 Gen 2 shotgun. It is a smooth pump action shotgun, and they've done some upgrades to it. The Gen 2 has five slot Picatinny style accessory rail underneath, so you can add vertical grips, lights, keep it flush and sleek with a cap. It also has a smoother pump action for faster, cleaner cycling, plus enhanced durability, ultra lightweight, still at just under 7 pounds, unloaded, compact bullpup design, maneuverability in tight spaces, ambidextrous, downward shell ejection, and a 7+1 capacity for stopping power. It's great for home defense, range days, anywhere in between. And you can get it in classic black or as part of the Kel-Tec Defender series, completely kitted out and ready to go. MSRP is only $639, so it brings all of this performance well within reach. You can find Made in America Kel-Tec family and values at KeltecWeapons.com. It's the KS7 Gen 2, KELTECweapons.com. Tell them Dana sent you.
This is Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
JBL Tour Pro 3 earbuds are for those who don't conform to the standard.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to get into some touchscreen technology, how about the smart charging case, clear sound? These are not standard things. You're only going to get them with the JBL Tour Pro 3, baby.
And I love the sound of JBL when it goes, boom, boom. These earbuds are packed with innovation because you can't stand out by following others.
Touchscreen smart charging case for one-touch control, instant EQ customization, true adaptive noise canceling, and the one-of-a-kind audio transmitter, which can plug and play with everything from game consoles to in-flight entertainment.
The audio transmitter also allows for JBL Spatial 360 sound that takes any audio and turns it into a 360 immersive experience.
What more could you want? First doesn't follow. Grab a pair at JBL.com.
Tis the season for identity theft. This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But guess what? Identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss by yourself, even if you keep an eye on your bank and credit card statements. If your identity is stolen, your own U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. And all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. The last thing you want to do this holiday season is face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft all alone. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART. Or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
All right, I do want to play this audio. I probably should have played it more. I haven't played it enough, but I do really like it. This is Nancy Pelosi. Well, no, it's not actually her. It's, excuse me, Trump's reaction to Nancy Pelosi announcing she's finally retiring. She's finally going away. This is Fox News reporting on this and saying Peter Ducey, exactly how President Trump responded to the news that Nancy is finally leaving Congress and will finally go, I guess, make millions and millions of more dollars illegally with insider information while not actually serving no one in D.C. She was not serving the people. She wasn't serving San Francisco. She has her own long form, like goodbye San Francisco video out there. I watched it and I don't want to play it for you. I was so annoyed by the inauthenticity of it, the ridiculousness of it, like everything about it. It's disgusting. to watch people go to DC, not fight for any of their constituents at all, just better their own lives, enrich their own lives, and then come back home after all of that and pretend as though they fought the good fight for you. There's something uniquely horrible about that. But here's what Ducey said about getting Trump to react to Nancy Pelosi is finally leaving, returning back to the hole that she never should have climbed out of.
Yes, and I just chatted with President Trump about this breaking news that Nancy Pelosi will be leaving Washington. He tells me the following, and this is a quote. The retirement of Nancy Pelosi is a great thing for America. She was evil, corrupt, and only focused on bad things for our country. She was rapidly losing control of her party, and it was never coming back. I'm very honored. She impeached me twice and failed miserably twice. Nancy Pelosi is a highly overrated politician. And so that is the first word.
Every part of that's amazing. I love the fact that he said he's honored that he got impeached twice and she failed twice by the Pelosi. And then also that she's just a terrible person who was bad for the country. By the way, we also have this mix of audio. Producer Steven created this for me. This is mental gaffes. Just a flashback to, I think it was like 16 brain freezes within a one-off press conference for Nancy Pelosi. When you hear people mentally struggling this much, you immediately know that we should have an acuity test, that your brain should be proven to be working well enough to be in a position of power in D.C. And if you can't pass a mental acuity test, you got to go. This would be a moment where you're pretty sure Pelosi wouldn't pass like a first grade English test. But here, let's play some of that audio, too.
March 5th marked the 6 month, the end of the time for an estate. The list goes on and on.
What?
Wilson's. I'm very proud of the work of Benny Thompson and Ranking Member Thompson. The most exhilarating thrill for people. It's not permanent. And again, as you know, yesterday, 14 months later, House and Senate is happening this week.
My brain hurts a lot from yesterday, 14 months later, House and Senate things happening this week. Like it hurts. That's only 36 seconds of a much longer clip that I could keep playing of Nancy just swinging and missing in basic speech things. And you've got to say to yourself that this has to be a easy demonstration of why a mental acuity test is important. And I don't mean an age limit, because I think that someone like Trump, who every day rolls in front of media, takes hard questions and gives answers, and might still be a guy that'll talk for 20 minutes after you give him a "How are you doing today, sir?" question, and he rants and it goes all different directions. It's still the same guy you remember from a few years ago, and he's still capable of back and forth anything with media. And he does it so often that he can't possibly, even remotely be afraid of being thought of as anything other than a guy who's fully capable of having these conversations. Most Democrats hide from media at certain ages because their brains are broken and they're mush. And so whether Nancy Pelosi has a health issue, which I don't hope on anyone, even someone who's evil and corrupt like she is, or anything else out there, I just think it's going to be good for America that she goes away. But here's the big takeaway, the part that probably matters more than anything else. A lot of Democrats are also happy to see Pelosi go away, but not for the reasons I'm happy, because they don't think she's radical enough. A lot of people in D.C. that were trying to push her out, people like AOC, after the Mamdani win in New York, feel emboldened. They feel like, yes, we're going to radicalize more of the left. The base on the left has been told for, I think, decades now, that you have to stop being so insanely, on your side. You have to stop being so radical. And they've been forced to a certain extent, not the people who are all over social media complaining about things, but the people in positions of power, to actually have some modicum of in the middle version of actually pretending that they're, Biden, for an example, is someone that was supposed to be a more moderate Democrat. And then once you could realize that he wasn't actually in charge and that the auto pen was, they made him do more and more radical things. But the left wants to be insane. They want to be so far over in the side of men can take women's bathrooms and do whatever they want with them, sort of thinking men can play women's sports, et cetera, et cetera. And people like Mamdani are going to help them believe that they're capable of doing that. That they're going, by the way, my favorite joke from SNL in a long time has been Shane Gillis calling Mamdani a Zoltar Rob Zombie. And every time I say the Mamdani name now, I want to call him Zoltar Rob Zombie because it's just so good. That's just so excellently done. And I bet you it was a Shane Gillis joke and not an SNL joke. But anyway, Nancy Pelosi going away is not bad. But I don't know that it's going to be as good as it should be, because I think that Democrats are only going to get more radical in the process.
All Family Pharmacy is the place to go to stock up on all your medications. You got your everyday medications. You've got your ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine. You've got your NAD plus. You have your mebendazole, a bunch of other stuff I can't pronounce. Basically, whatever you need, they have it. They also have a flu kit. They have a sinus infection kit, which is something I actually am going to buy another one of now that I'm thinking of it. But they have all the medications to treat flu symptoms and reduce inflammation and relieve congestion and all kinds of stuff, all about recovery and beyond. So it's very easy to do. You just go, you fill out what you need. A doctor looks at it and then you get your medicines in 2 to 4 days. But if you need it overnight in a pinch, they can do that as well. And everything that they use is all USA, down from the precursors that make their antibiotics down to the actual production or manufacturer of the medicines themselves. Everything is USA. You can stock up today at allfamilypharmacy.com/Dana and use code Dana10 because that gets you 10% off of your purchase. allfamilypharmacy.com/Dana, code Dana10.
This is Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
JBL Tour Pro 3 earbuds are for those who don't conform to the standard.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to get into some touchscreen technology, how about the smart charging case, clear sound? These are not standard things. You're only going to get them with the JBL Tour Pro 3, baby.
And I love the sound of JBL when it goes, boom, boo. These earbuds are packed with innovation because you can't stand out by following others.
Touchscreen smart charging case for one-touch control, instant EQ customization, true adaptive noise canceling, and the one-of-a-kind audio transmitter, which can plug and play with everything from game consoles to in-flight entertainment.
The audio transmitter also allows for JBL Spatial 360 sound that takes any audio and turns it into a 360 immersive experience.
What more could you want? First doesn't follow. Grab a pair at JBL.com.
Tis the season for identity theft. This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But guess what? Identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss by yourself, even if you keep an eye on your bank and credit card statements. If your identity is stolen, your own U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. And all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. The last thing you want to do this holiday season is face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft all alone. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART. Or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
That's right. It's time for a Quick Five on The Dana Show. My name is Craig Collins filling in. Thrilled to be with you. D-Lash, Dana Lash Radio on X on Twitter. A great ways to stay connected to her. First, there is a Bear Cup, the Barista Cup, that's on sale at Starbucks. That is destroying the internet, or at least a lot of young people are getting in fights, apparently, in Starbucks to buy these items. Two things you should know. It is a glass cup that looks like a bear that costs more than $30 after taxes. And the second one is it's not worth it. All the fighting, all the trying to get these, and Starbucks doesn't actually sell a whole lot of them at any specific location. So if you didn't show up by now, you probably didn't get one today, and you're going to have to be on a waiting list to get one in the near future. But anyway, the other thing you should know is that, you know, if you wait long enough, they're going to be everywhere. Because this is just a hype, a craze that will quickly die out as more and more people buy the Starbucks glass bear cup and feel like they have some sort of fancy item that other people don't have. It's the rarity of it that makes it special, and Starbucks won't care about that. They'll sell too many. But anyway, that's a big story, apparently, on the internet. Another thing, the average person has two spots in their home that they believe are theirs. My spot number one, my spot number two. People aren't supposed to sit in your chair, sit near your window, whatever it might be. I don't have any of these. There's nowhere in my house that I think is my spot. But what I actually have is spots my wife has designated to me and spots that are hers. So like when I sit on the couch, if I'm in her spot, that's wrong. And I got to go to the area that she's decided is my spot. The same is true for anything else. My closet is only a certain amount of space that is for me. That's not been my decision. I think if you're married, you have a very different version of two spots or even one spot that you did not pick for yourself, that the missus picked for you. And then finally, one last thing. I think it's interesting. Predator Badlands has gotten like an 88% on Rotten Tomatoes. It's the latest Predator movie. It's just a bunch of scary, ridiculous, fun, violent fighting with, you know, aliens and people or cyborgs and something and whatnot. I want to play a little bit of this trailer because I want you to share in the joy I have. I know this is radio. I know you can't see it, but the voiceover alone should tell you what the story is about. Predator Badlands looks like it'll be a big movie this weekend.
Welcome to the most dangerous planet in the universe.
Yeah, baby!
Where everything is trying to kill you.
Uh-huh.
I need a hand.
You're here to prove yourself.
Yeah, I am.
Hunting something that can't be killed.
Yeah, I'm in. I'm totally in, by the way. I am here to prove myself to the aliens and hunting something that can't be killed. It sounds amazing. This is the kind of movie that I like a lot because it's probably dumb. There's probably a bunch of people who walk out being like, the aliens never would have done that. And I don't care about those guys because I want to see the violence and the craziness. But that is an 88% on Tomatoes. Seems like it'll be a great movie. Quick break, a lot more. Craig Collins filling in on The Dana Show. Another story out there. A Jewish FDNY commissioner has decided to resign. That's the fire department in New York. His name is Robert Tucker. I think this is amazing. I think it's awful that he feels he has to do this. But I think it's incredible to stand up and say that Zoran Mamdani does not represent anything that I feel and believe. His anti-Israel stance is one that is uniquely harmful to the Jewish population of New York and to himself. I'm paraphrasing. He didn't say these things exactly, just that he does not align with the new mayor. And so he's decided to resign. I think that seeing a lot more of this in a place like New York City, which has a significant Jewish population, would help demonstrate how many people, even within New York, are not, you know, horribly on the crazy version of the left that thinks that socialism and communism is the right path forward in our society. And I say this as someone who's lived in a lot of big cities that have a lot of Democratic representatives and a lot of people in the cities that seem to drink the Democratic Kool-Aid, because it's important to have, you know, your cone of believing that there are people like you in whatever place you live. I'm in Houston right now. I lived in Chicago for a long time, and I'm from the New Jersey, New York area. And so I've been around a whole lot of ideologically different people from me. And it's nice to remember that I'm not alone, even in those places, and what I think and what I say. And Huntington Beach in California is not alone in California, and having a lot of, you know, Republican ideals and Republican representatives, at least within their own community, that are put into positions of power locally for them, even if they're not going to be the people they get to send to D.C. anymore because of the gerrymandering and redistricting there. And I'll say this, it's a weird pivot, but I can't help it. One of the big things that Charlie Kirk did incredibly well, and one of the biggest reasons I think the world will miss Charlie Kirk, or at least our country will miss Charlie Kirk, is he went into places like colleges and had conversations with the crazy woke people on the left that were at those colleges. And a whole lot of the people that agreed with Charlie on the right, who might also be at school there, finally felt like they had a place and like people that felt things in common with them. He gave those people a voice. And I thought that that was a really interesting, and he did it very often. There'd be people that walk up to the microphone at these college events that would say, hi, I'm a conservative. I'm this age. I don't fit in with the people around me. And I just want your advice on this. And Charlie was compassionate always in his response to a lot of people on both the left and the right when he'd have these discussions. But that's one of the biggest things that we'll be missing in society is the belief that no matter where you are, no matter who around you says that nobody is you know, thinking what you think, that it's likely that there are other people, there are like-minded adults around in any of those communities, and they need to start using their voice. I do believe the biggest reason that Republicans did not do well in an off-year election in just a few places especially in places like New Jersey, where you really hoped things would go differently than they did, is a lot of people are fine. They decide to themselves, you know what? I'm not going to show up. I'm not going to vote because I like what Trump is doing. I like what, you know, my local people have been doing to a certain extent, that maybe I won't go ahead and use my voice to make sure that more people like Trump are in positions of power in other places. That version of being satisfied with the status quo is what causes a lot of people on the side of the aisle that's currently winning at a federal level to not show up and vote in elections. And then you have terrible things happen. I know New York had an incredible turnout. I realize that. I understand it. There are a lot of places where the turnout wasn't what you wanted it to be, especially what conservatives would have wanted it to be. And I think the lesson there is you got to vote all the time. You can't be mobilized. I feel like I'm preaching now. I don't mean to get up on the soapbox. I hate doing this, especially on a platform that's not actually mine, on the Dana Show and Dana Lash and whatnot. I don't think she'd disagree with me. I shouldn't soapbox this much. But I can't help but think to myself, and I know Ben Shapiro has been saying this a lot recently, that the left's version of a, you know, calling card right now, a mobilizing chant, is to just say that they empathize with you and they know whatever the problem is, even if they never actually fix it, and all the solutions they offer to fix it, they know won't work. You can take gun violence, for example. The left will tell you that the best way to stop gun violence is to take away your guns. And only people who actually abide by the law would listen to that. The person who's deciding they're going to hurt other people doesn't care if getting the gun illegally is an extra step in the process, which is insane. The left will say stuff like that, but they do all the time. They just use rhetoric and narrative and never actual solutions to problems as part of it. But I say all this to say one other thing, and I guess this is the soapboxy thing, is that when you choose to sit something out, you say two different things to the politicians in power. One, you tell them that the only way to mobilize you is to be more radical, that whatever the message is, they have to scare you and you know, fearmonger their way into getting a bigger turnout. People like Mamdani have to tell you that it's life or death, or people like Kamala Harris, who thank God lost as resoundingly as she did, has to tell you that it's a fight against Nazis. And that's for the left to be mobilized. But the truth is that all that rhetoric could go away if people just voted all the time. If we actually just showed up and told them what we want, what we think is appropriate, what we think is good for society, and a whole lot of, you know, people did that who maybe sat out this midterm election, then I don't think you would have had the resounding wins by Democrats that you saw.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Vrbo's last-minute deals make chasing fresh mountain powder incredibly easy. With thousands of homes close to the slopes, you can get epic pow, freshies, first tracks, and more. Find last-minute deals with the last-minute filter on the app. Book a private vacation rental now at Vrbo.com.
Should social media influencers register like lobbyists?
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
Some in Congress are proposing that paid social media influencers publicly disclose who they represent, especially if they're being paid by foreign countries for their causes.
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.